Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Federal Reserve today says that U.S. factories increased output in November for the fourth straight month, led by a surge in auto production. Factory production rose 0.6% in November after a 0.5% gain in October. Overall production, for the first time, surpassed the pre-recession peak set in December of 2007. Freight costs for hauling grain by barge from the central U.S. Midwest to Gulf Coast export terminals spiked to a three-week high last week as low water and icy river conditions amid a pre-winter cold snap hindered shipping. Barge lines have also moved more of their fleets south on fears that the Illinois and mid-Mississippi rivers would freeze more quickly due to low water. Grain River shippers say they are a good week to 10 days earlier than normal as far as getting iced in. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 15,869. It's up 168 points. The NASDAQ, 3480, up 27 and a quarter. The S&P 500, 1784, up 15 and one half points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Stormy weather seems to be occurring quite often across the Midwest here recently, and we're going to see more of that after a little bit of a break here. The next storm system that's going to be coming into the region will be one that moves across the northern plains into the northern parts of the Midwest. That will occur likely Thursday into Friday. Snowfall may run 1 to 3 inches, maybe something a little bit greater in a few spots, but that snow event is not likely to have much impact on other areas to the south. During the weekend, of course, we saw significant precipitation occur across the central and eastern Midwest, the Delta, and the southeastern states. Many areas reporting anywhere from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of moisture, with several pockets of one-inch-plus amounts of moisture being noted. And the precipitation was followed by a significant snow event. And we have plenty of snow on the ground from portions of easternmost Missouri and southeastern Iowa into Ohio and parts of Michigan today. And that snow is probably going to stay with us for a while, but it will gradually melt, especially in the southern parts of the region as we get involved with some warmer weather for a little while this week. Once that storm system Thursday and Friday passes through the northern Midwest, some cooler air will seep southward again across the region, but it's not going to be very significant until after a second storm system pushes through the region. That second storm system will be the more significant event. It is expected to impact a big part of the Midwest, the Delta, and Southeast, just like this past weekend, with generalized rain occurring initially, followed by a shot of snow as the system pulls out of the region and cold air pours into the region. We're expecting to see quite a warm-up this week in the southern states, especially the Delta and the southeastern portions of the country, where we'll see temperatures getting into the 60s and 70s before that storm system arrives late in the weekend during the weekend. The heat down there and the buildup of colder air in the plains will likely set the stage for some possible severe thunderstorms, maybe late this week or into the weekend. We'll continue to monitor that rather closely. None of that severe weather at the moment looks like it'll impact the Midwest, but it cannot be ruled out, and a close monitoring of that will be necessary for late this week. Our temperatures in the near-term part of the forecast here are still expected to trend a little bit warmer, but only gradually. We'll look for highs today in the mostly 20s and 30s across the northern portions of the Midwest. Some teens will occur across the Great Lakes region in particular. We'll look for some readings in the southernmost parts of the region getting up into the 40s. That'll be the case again tomorrow as well. And as we get into the second half of this week, we'll see maybe a quick surge of warmer air with 40s and 50s occurring in many eastern Midwest locations outside of Michigan. And then perhaps some 60-degree readings will occur just south of the Ohio River, including portions of southeastern Missouri and Kentucky, just before we get involved with the late week and weekend storm system. Now, in contrast to that, at the same time, we'll see some high temperatures temperatures only in the single digits and teens in the Dakotas and Minnesota as we get into Thursday afternoon, setting up that strong temperature contrast I referred to before that might give us some severe weather across parts of the eastern U.S. as we move into the weekend. The colder air will eventually spread across a big part of the Midwest, and that's one of the reasons why we think there might be a little bit of snowfall at the end of the coming weekend storm system. That storm system, by the way, is still expected to begin to debut in the southern plains initially, and that will probably take place as we move from Friday into Saturday. Precipitation across the heart of the Midwest will come shortly thereafter, and we'll likely see widespread precipitation evolving during the heart of the coming weekend. And again, we'll start off with some rain and thunderstorms and maybe end up with a little bit of snow. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red March wheat is 671 and a half down one. May 674 and a half down one and a quarter. Soft March wheat 625 down 3 3/4. May 631 down 3 3/4. March corn 421 3/4 down 3 3/4. May 429 3/4 down 4, and July 436 1/4 down 4 1/2. January soybeans 1329 3/4 up 2 1/4. March 1316 up 2 1/4. July 1285 1/4 up 1 1/4. January soybean meal 433.30 up 70. January soybean oil 39.96. And it's up 13 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. Well, the corn market spends a ton of energy to get up into the 430s. And pretty much gives it all away in three sessions, including today, on rumors or concerns that China may cancel more corn shipments?
Yeah, more concern about demand. And I think, you know, we'll find out, I guess, down the road how big a story this ends up being. And but the near term, anyway, continued concerns of cargoes being rejected, sent on down the line somewhere in Asia, offloaded there. But I think that's making exporters just a little bit nervous right now. You know, whether it's political or not, I guess we'll find out more details down the road. But a little bit of concern. We got up to 440 on March corn, like you mentioned. You can draw a line there now because that was a pretty stiff resistance looking back, and now we're just continuing to grind lower. Large ending stocks, large world ending stocks, just kind of weighing here again. And, you know, the little stories that we did have that were somewhat positive, which one of those being corn export demand, another one being ethanol, you know, just kind of run its course here on these rallies. And just, you know, the old saying, you got to kind of feed the bull every day, and just kind of run out of good news here for the short term.
Well, it makes you wonder because it was just a week ago or thereabouts when we were up there in the 440s and we're thinking, just maybe 418 was a good number. All of a sudden, it's not such a good number.
No, we're knocking on that door again here. Low at 421 here this morning on March corn, so we're only a couple cents away from trying that again. And you look at the picture here this week, and you wonder why we don't go down at least test it here in the short term anyway, Dave.
Meanwhile, over in the soybeans, we do have a little bit of a price increase going today.
Yeah, beans coming back here again a little bit. We did see the lower values there on Friday, but did manage to turn around and have a higher close, so a little bit of a reversal. Trying again here this morning, hanging around unchanged, been up on the day a little bit. But NOPA crush be out this morning at 11 a.m., Dave, expecting it for November crush to be in that 160, 162 area, which would be a record for November. So, you know, the positives in the bean market, both crush and demand and export demand, continue to help bean prices hang in there. But you look at the chart here the last month or so, we've really been sort of range bound, kind of a broad range, but I would expect that, I suppose, through the end of the year, unless something changes in South American weather, Dave.
Well, you got a 4.6% stocks to use ratio, I think, right in there somewhere. Do March beans, if you have the patience for it, have a hold out of hope at reaching $14?
Well, I think something adverse would have to happen in South America. There's just going to be too many beans on the world marketplace to justify that sort of a rally, Dave. So as you know, weather is pretty good right now in South America. If that continues, it's going to keep a lid on things here eventually.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Aaron Curtis out of Mitco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. March corns 421 and a half, down 4. July 436 and a quarter, down 4 and a half. January soybeans 1327, down a half. July 1284, unchanged. January soybean meal 431.80, down 80. January soybean oil 39.97, up 14 cents. Soft March wheat 624 and three quarters, down 4. Hard red winter wheat for March, 671 and a half, down 1. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.